Okay, here we are, steampunk wood stove. And now we have a chimney, because you see that there's a fire in there. Got to have a chimney if you got a fire. So camera girl wanted this. She said, we need something in case of an emergency. So this is the emergency thing. Steampunk wood stove and chimney that will work for short-term, long-term. But we made it out of stuff that was just laying around. Some of it will be permanent stuff. Some of it will be replaced along the line. I wasn't sure how this sheet of stuff would work. Picked that up at the auction. It's aluminum on both sides, but it's got plastic in the middle. But it was big enough to use for this part of it. But this piece here, this big piece of sheet stock, that's going to get replaced. It'll just be a sheet of aluminum later. But for now, it was the test thing to see how this works. Now these sides that I'm putting on here, that's with trim screws. So we can take it off, put it back on, only takes a few minutes, and it won't show that it was ever there. Just lift the window out, put the boards on the side in, put the bottom place in. Everything can go back in exactly the same spot. It can be, it's not even there in the summertime. But when it's in the winter, when there's a potential of needing it, we can just put it in just, maybe an hour. I think we can probably get it in a real short time. These screws on the top, they're 6 3/8 long, GRK screws. They hold everything in place. This outside sheet, and even in its finished condition, it will support this outside spot right here where the pipe goes through the tube, the chimney, where it goes through there. It can support the weight of it all if it has to, but it will lock it into position. And in the inside, eventually, this sheet also will get replaced with a piece of stainless with a wider flange. But for now, some of it was a learning experience to know what would work, what wouldn't work. The middle portion that you see me putting in here, this thing, I wanted an air cavity inside of it, where there wouldn't be any insulation, no fiberglass touching the pipe where it goes through the wall, or through the window where it goes through. So in retrospect, if this panel that I'm putting in was a little deeper and came out a couple inches more, it would have been much better, or at least a little better. The chimney, the attachment to put on the stove, the top of the stove, 45 degrees, but where the chimney goes through itself, that I had to bring it back to 40 degrees so it would work correctly to get the right clearance all the way around. This is a fire egress size like you would have in the bedroom. So the window is fairly large, but it's a fire egress size. And here you see me putting on more of the bottom part of the box, where there is nothing that would touch the pipe, touch the chimney, where it's actually going through the window. Similar to where, when we set it up to go through a roof, where it goes through the roof, it's just a air pocket or air space directly around the flange that would sit on the roof. So we're kind of copying that thought and working with all the laws of physics to make it function correctly. Rules of thumb and the laws of physics, often they're quite the same. There's the top flange or the top, the top flange in this little box. But that space in the middle, that will be always kept vacant. Now this slidey thing here, I was thinking that I needed it, but in retrospect, if we had it just on this outside panel, that would be enough. And here it sat, we lost a bear. You know, the guillotine thing, it just got him. But that part really wouldn't be this, the slidey thing that goes up and down right here. It really wouldn't be necessary. Even though we put in stoves in houses, wood stove, in a house under construction, and in the wintertime, you know, quite often we put a wood stove where the chimney goes through the window, but this is the first time that that we put it in where it would function in a finished home and on potentially where it could be used all winter. It could be. This stove makes plenty enough heat to heat this whole place. This steampunk wood stove has turned out to be quite awesome. I really like it. And what's even more important is camera girl likes it. She thinks it's wonderful. I'm getting the distances that would equal out to the top and bottom of the chimney. And of course it's centered on the panel, top and bottom. And I'm marking that out. But as I cut it, I will cut it so it's about 1.5 inches bigger all the way around. And when we put the permanent panel, which will end up being stainless steel, and the flange of it will come more in to protect the sides of the window, it'll look something like a cake pan, sort of, once we bend it and have it folded. You see what fiberglass insulation. I wanted to show you this. It will not burn. You can melt it. You see it melting here? And it will melt, but you got to get it at least 1,000 degrees in order to melt it. You can melt it, but if you took and made a blast furnace and you took a bunch of this stuff and threw it in there, you couldn't get it to burn. It won't burn. But if you melt it down, it ends up looking like a big chunk of brown poor grade glass, like melted glass is what it looks like if you really take a pile of it and melt it down. But around this center thing, and I like the way that this ended up, and you know, as far as a good functioning something with insulation all the way around, but the air pocket. And the chimney, the one thing that I did buy new so far, this chimney is a piece of 11 gauge, 6-inch diameter tubing. It weighs out about 7.5 pounds per foot, so it has some substance there. It would have cost the same to do that much pipe of just, you go into the hardware store and get some piece of chimney pipe, you know, the lengths of that. The price of it was the same, and I thought, well, I'm going to put this because I can support it just in two places. It sits inside and it rests in the pocket of the nipple on the end of the wood stove where that 6-inch pipe comes up there. It slides into there, locks in, and the other is supported by this chain with the turnbuckle. So between those two points, that's supporting all of the weight of the chimney. Now this panel, this is one that I will replace with the stainless steel thing that looks like a cake pan. And the flanges of it will continue out so there can be no convected heat that actually goes directly to the woodwork around the chimney. Because if I didn't put the protective stuff in there, spontaneous combustion at 400 degrees would happen around this wood stove. Because it's so close to everything that I've got to do stuff for camera girl, so there's no fire potential hazard. Now, this little bracket that I'm shooting on here with the self-tap screws, they support and hold that sheet of aluminum stuff see that fits just into where the window screen would go. But this other down below it, okay, this is stainless steel. It's 304 stainless on a steel tube frame. But this is the heat shield that keeps spontaneous combustion from happening. And this is extremely important. See, where that stove is, it'll kick out, 600-700 degrees if right at the surface of it. And with that much heat, without that heat shield there, it would ignite the wall, or would have the potential of igniting the wall, because 400 degrees is enough to light it up. You see, I got air spaces, so it keeps airflow, a continuous air wash going around here. You got to have the air wash to keep it cool. Now, if you put your hand on the wall behind this heat shield, it's, basic, just room temperature. But on the other side of the heat shield, it could hit very easy 500-600 degrees. And heat from a wood stove, it's convected heat. It is being broadcast like from the sun. Okay, the sun is convected heat. It's broadcasting heat that once it hits something, like you're standing out in the yard and the cloud moves away and that sunbeam hits you, okay, you are feeling convected heat. It warms you up really fast. And so you got to keep that heat shield in place, or I do here, because this is not something that I would say to do at home. This is something I did for Camera Girl, for her. I've been in construction all my life and I know how to do some of this stuff safely. So this heat shield, extremely important. I'm pounding this thing because this heat shield is so important. And again, it's all out of stainless. We had some stuff laying around that I was able to flatten out and make work for this. But it does keep it so that the potential of spontaneous combustion will not happen. And you see the base of the stove is now steel and not wood. Had to switch that out because the heat transfer going down was just too much. And it would be bad if the bottom of the stove just started on fire. That would be bad. So put in a steel base instead. And let's see, what else? Oh, the drafting of it. Yes. Here, when I light this up here, the humidity outside is only like 60 degrees. And this is a place where I really wondered, because when we built, when we would add a wood stove to a conventional home, just while it's under construction, we always had just a little short chimney going out. But this one collectively is like 14 feet long altogether. And I go, okay, how much coal is going to fall down the chimney? And well, okay, we're going to find out. Well, when this is burning here, you see the humidity outside is about 60%. But when we tried it, when it was 99% humidity outside, to overcome the weight of the air wanting to fall down the chimney, it was just a little bit of a challenge. So we found out we would have to add something to this to make it work. And this, is something that is, it could be permanent or it could be temporary. We can put it in, we can take it out, whatever Camera Girl wants, that's what she gets. So, but we're going to have to wrap this. So what we decided to do was just to take some fiberglass insulation, and we're going to take care of the problem. So this will work anytime, whether it's like this, magnificent wood-burning conditions, 60% humidity outside, some snowflakes falling down. But when it's 99% humidity, okay, look at the trees. They're kind of frosted. There's still a little bit of fog in the air, in the humidity. When I looked the morning I put this on, it was 98% humidity. I'm going, okay, we'll put this on and see how it works then. So this is that just fiberglass insulation and little wraps that are, each one of these pieces are what, like 32 inches long. I could get three lengths out of a 8-foot piece of 3.5-inch thick insulation. So this is a little bit of electric fence wire that putting around here, hold it on. And you see me kind of thinking, wondering, I wonder how ugly this is going to, is camera girl going to put up with this later? You know, I'll just tell her it's very practical. It keeps smoke from coming in your house. And maybe she'll think it's okay. I guess I'll find out. Oh, we'll just keep putting them on. 1, 2, how far up can I reach? Oh, I can reach a little further. Just wrapped it around the turnbuckle. I can still reach the turnbuckle. You see at the base here where it's going through? Okay, that hole there. When I put a whole sheet of, I'll switch out this stuff that's here now, and put a sheet of aluminum on, I will just have the one hole that's centered for the chimney to go through. And it'll just be a piece of 1/8-inch thick aluminum that'll be fitted on there. And that'll be much more on anytime, any place. Set it up in just a few minutes and she'll be happy with that. Here we're going to go. That's about as high as I can reach on this ladder. But I'm going to go in and fire up the stove now and see how it works with this 98% humidity where fog is floating across the lake. Of course the lake's frozen, but the fog's still floating across the top and frosting the trees. And here we are, and it's 10 minutes later. Just go in, start the fire, come back out, see how it's all working. I just took the little propane torch, put it up the chimney enough to reverse the airflow so the air would go out instead of in, and light it up. And what do you see? Look at the smoke. Oh, heat waves. Hardly no smoke. Heat waves curling off.